This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to the Danny Mac Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.
Welcome into the Danny Mac Podcast on the Bet Rivers Podcast Network. We are in a different time in the 21st century in the National Football League. Guys don't have to go away from the league because they've tested positive a time or two. And one of the all-time greats, at least in the last 25 years, and my eyes were stunned by something this cat did on a Monday night against the Bears a few years back. Ricky Williams is with us to talk about Revolution Herbs and a few appearances he's doing this weekend in Chicago. And it is a pleasure to have you on the show, Ricky. Thanks for the time. Tell our listeners and viewers a little bit about Revolution, how you got involved. An Illinois dispensary on the right side of history now here in this state. So tell us how you got involved, and I'll tell people where they can find you this weekend afterward.
Yeah, so, you know, right now with the current state of cannabis in the country is over half the states have at least a medical program, and about a dozen states have recreational cannabis available. But it's tricky, you know. It's an industry, but it's so new. And so as a brand, we have to go into each market and find partners. And that's my job. I get to go into each market and visit all the grows and taste all the flower and decide who do we want to choose as our partner in each state. And it's fun because the people that are in the cannabis industry, a large majority of them have gone through similar experiences to me, meaning whether it was their parents or their teachers or their coaches or all the adults in their lives telling them that they were doing something wrong. And now they get to do it for a living. They get to do something wrong for a living. So I go around and I taste all the flower and I talk to all the cultivators, and because this is a plant and people don't realize, but good cannabis cultivators are farmers. They're farmers. So I go and I talk to everyone and really get a sense of their mindset about the flower and what they think about it. And then obviously I taste the flower, and then the business people, they do all the business deals. And then when we come together, we say, okay, this is our partner. And it took us a while. It took us a while in Illinois because there's a lot of people growing good flower in Illinois, but during the tours and the meetings, Revolution way out there in the cornfields, but they're my favorite. And I really love what they're doing, and they're providing to me the best quality in the state of Illinois. And so I want to do a Lion Heisman, my name and my brand and my story with Revolution.
And that's, for those of you who don't know, it's Heisman, H-I-G-H-S-A-M-A-N, and Ricky will be at Enlightened Dispensary in Schaumburg on Gulf Road Friday afternoon from 3 to 4. And then there's a VIP party. I got to find a ticket to this one. This is in Mundelein over the weekend on Armor Road at the Rise Recreational Dispensary in Mundelein for you guys up in Lake County. So you want to talk ganj with a Heisman Trophy winner and one of Dave Wannstedt's favorite former players, that's where you can find
Ditka it. Too.
And yes, of course, who can forget the wedding dress on Sports Illustrated? Man, that's right. Exactly. Ditka and Dave Wannstedt. Wannstedt became a buddy quickly in his Bears career, and I know how much he loves old school football and running backs, and in his case, victimized by very average quarterbacks throughout his coaching career. And I said, let me guess, your favorite players on the offensive side of the ball in your career at all levels, Emmitt Smith, Ricky Williams, and Shady McCoy. And he said, yeah, you know me pretty well. What was it like playing for Dave?
You know, it's funny, you mentioned my birthday. Dave and I share the same birthday. It's an interesting fact. So the first time I met Dave Wannstedt, it was in New Orleans. This was 2002, right before the Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl was in New Orleans that year, and he was on his way back to Miami. I was on my way to the Bahamas for a Super Bowl party. And we happened to be in the airport at the same time. And him and his wife walked up to me and we started talking. And we only talked for about 5 minutes, but I could tell there was something in that conversation. You know, at the time, I had come out with social anxiety and my mental health issues. And so there were a lot of rumors about me going around in the league. And I know that Dave and the Dolphins were in the market for a running back, but he wasn't quite sure about the rumors. And I feel like our 5 to 10 minute conversation really helped him feel like I was a solid person. And within two months, the trade was done and I was a Miami Dolphin. And so I was very grateful for Coach Wanstead for getting me out of New Orleans and getting me to Miami, which, oh my God, what a wonderful, wonderful place to live and a wonderful place to play football. And, you know, at that time in my career, I was young. And so I loved the fact that he was going to give me the ball a whole bunch. And he gave me an opportunity to lead the league in rushing and do a lot of wonderful things on the football field. So Dave will always be one of my favorite guys. It was funny. I bumped into him a couple of years ago, again, at the Super Bowl, but this time in Miami. We attended an event together. And it was the first time we'd seen each other in person since I retired back in 2004. It was the first time. And I remember when I retired, I was in Hawaii visiting some friends, and I called him and I said, you know, I think I'm done playing football. And we had this weird exchange where he was, you know, it was 2 weeks before training camp, and I'm sure I can't imagine what was going on in his mind, but obviously he tried to convince me to change my mind and to play football. And that was the last time we spoke. And fast forward, it must have been 20 years almost. Yeah. And we bumped into each other, and the first thing he said was, I am sorry. He apologized. He said, one of the things I've realized in my career is that, yes, you need great defense to win, but you can't beat up the running back in the process. And he recalled a time where it was the second quarter. We were playing the Jets, and I think we were up by 2 touchdowns. And Jay Feeler, our quarterback, almost threw an interception. And he said, I got on the headphones, and I told Norv, don't throw the ball anymore. No more throwing the ball. Just keep giving it to Ricky. And, you know, when I was young at the time, I was like, oh, this is awesome, right? But as the hit started to mount up, I was like, well, I think we need a quarterback. I think we need a passing game.
God, that's so Dave. Take it out of the quarterback's hands. Run, Ricky, run. You have the two best single games in Dolphins history. I was at the 216 yards on a rainy Monday night in Miami, the night they retired Zonka's number. So it was double cool to see you do that. It was like back-to-back weeks, too, wasn't it? It was 240 one week, yeah. And then 216 the next. Dave didn't want anyone. He'd probably do it over again. He'd give it to you in wildcat formation to just eliminate the Fiedler factor.
Yeah, you know, one other missing piece from this equation is Norv Turner, you know, because Norv Turner was also at Dallas with Dave, with Emmett, and at least in my experience, Norv by far is the best offensive coordinator when it comes to understanding a running back and scheming up a run game. So, it was wonderful that first year in Miami with Norv there and Coach Wanstead, because Jason Taylor and Zach Thomas, we had an amazing defense, and Jay Feeler did a pretty good job. But we ran the ball, and we ran like 3 plays, and no one could stop them. It was a fun year.
Nothing more emasculating for a defense than not being able to get off blocks like that. It's fun to watch when you like old school football. Forget football for a second, and let's talk about the game behind the game. And that's how long it took the league and America to recognize that marijuana is not the devil. When you think about the volume of people who have opioid problems and the number of Jesus, the anti-inflammatories are bad too. It's just that all adds up, but forbid you from taking a hit or two off a joint. Does it make you mad? Because you lost a couple of years of earning power and building your resume in a case for being one of the greatest backs in NFL history because of it.
Yeah, you know, it was definitely a temporary setback. But you know, I had a coach, Mac Brown, in college, and he would always say, if what you guys do on the football field is your greatest accomplishment in life, you failed. And so because of the temporary inconvenience, I've actually been able to touch a whole lot more people. You know, before I retired from the NFL that first time, after failing the drug test, you know, I had a bunch of fans, but the fans would come up to me and they just talk about football, which is great. But after the failed drug test, you know, I feel like I had more fans, and half of the fans, or at least a big chunk of the fans, didn't really know much about football. They were just thought it was cool that a football player stuck to his guns, stuck to his laurels, and did what he thought was right. And I found I've inspired a lot more people by the choices I've made off the field than what I've done scoring touchdowns on the field. So, yeah, I did lose at a time some temporary earning power, but that's one of the reasons, you know, in the end, I have a cannabis company now. And as this plant becomes federally legal, there's an opportunity to recoup some of those losses, but in a way that's actually contributing and helping people out. Right? I think one of the things that we forget is that it feels good to feel good, you know, and that's really the story of Heisman.
Again, it's Revolution. That's the name of the company Ricky is partnering with locally, and he'll be in Schaumburg Friday, 3 to 4. The hypocrisy of the league is something that's really difficult to swallow, and I've had friends affected by this thing, guys who played for the Bears and other franchises. In the 90s, I remember Mark Stepnowski, the Cowboys center, being scrutinized by the league for being a member of NORML, National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. How much courage did it still take in the early 2000s for you to speak your mind on this natural herb?
Well, it takes courage now because you see very few, if any, current players speaking about it. You know, I think the stigma is so powerful, especially when it's pitted against fame and all the potential things that someone could lose. So I still think it takes a tremendous amount of courage to be honest and to stick to your guns. And as a running back, especially the way I ran the ball, like my whole game was about courage. And like I said earlier, this gave me an opportunity to take the courage I learned on the football field to take it off of the football field and do something about it. But I was scared to death, you know, like, I put so much time and energy and effort into my reputation, and to see it all come down so fast over a couple of joints, it was crazy. But, it, you know, it helped me mature and grow up and find out truly what was really important to me. So I think it's a good use of the courage.
Yeah, a couple of joints, and fortunes change, and people get that stapled to their applications for jobs, you know. Times have changed for the better. I want to ask you about the position of running back. And you had three consecutive seasons where you had 300 or more carries, almost got to 400 one year. At the age of 32, you had 241 carries, which would have made you the third most active running back in the league this year at 32. And they're not paying the guys who play your position. They're treating them like equipment more and more every year. Do you think it's something that running backs should look into with the next CBA to have some language put in that contract specifically for them? Because they are oppressed positionally and deserve a right to test free agent waters sooner than players who can expect to have a 10-year career, because running backs can't.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think it's going to be tough because that'll set a strange precedent if it's part of the CBA. But I do think running backs can come together and just decide, or even personally, just to take shorter contracts, you know. And I think maybe, you know, across the board, maybe, you know, 4 years to become a free agent is a long time. Maybe we can cut that down to three. But you know, I think you're right as running backs, what you said about running backs being oppressed, but it's the nature of the game. And if you go through the history of the game, there was some point in the history of football where quarterbacks were oppressed, right? The quarterback's main job was to hand the ball off. And if the running back got stopped on first and second down, then maybe he got to roll out and throw a pass. But you know, and I remember a lot of times in my career, the receivers felt oppressed, you know, why is he getting the ball all the time? So I think as the game evolves, certain positions, you know, are highlighted and some take a backstage. But even inside of that, I think there's football players and there's superstars. And, you know, watching Aaron Jones during the playoffs and what he was able to do at the end of the season for the Packers, right, you can see how much of a difference a superstar running back makes in a game, right? Is that because Green Bay was able to run the ball. It opened up their play-action pass game. Oh, they were fun to watch late in the season. So I think if you have a special talent at running back, you got to pay them. But it's also tricky because the nature of the running back position is we get hurt. You know, we take a pounding and we get hurt probably more than any other position. And so I think running backs have to find a way to take care of themselves. I mean, this same issue is what came up with me when I decided to retire. I was trying to renegotiate my contract with the Dolphins, and they realized I was getting, you know, close to 30 and that my best years were behind me, and they weren't, you know, they weren't excited to take care of me. Where I did my own personal math, and I was like, I've taken a lot of carries, and we still don't have a quarterback. I'm probably going to take a lot more carries in these next couple of years. I need to feel like I'm taken care of. And when the Dolphins didn't respond, you know, it kind of forced me to start realizing I need to find some other interest because I can't do this forever.
Well, I'm glad you found it with Revolution and continue to speak the word. You have a rooting interest in this this year's postseason with four teams left. Anybody you got a special sentiment for?
You know, my Dolphins exited a little bit earlier than I wanted them to, but I'd say I'm a Chiefs fan. You know, I really like Patrick Mahomes and what he's done, and I think what he's doing in the playoffs is showing. I mean, their defense is decent, but he's showing that if you have a great quarterback, you can go far in this league.
And what does Andy do? And when it gets cold, he runs the ball. Pacheco, because you give it to the guys who do that. Ricky, it's fun catching up. Nice to visit with you. Have a great time in Chicagoland this weekend.
I sure will. Thank you, Danny.
You bet. That's Ricky Williams, number 34, the Heisman Trophy winner, the Dolphin, the Saint, and a guy who has a lot of Chicago connections from Wanstead after Ditka. And, man, it would be fun to get up to Mundelein this weekend. And it's is it coincidence or irony that it would be at a dispensary right near where I spent some time going to 12-step meetings? I want to thank you very much for listening to this edition of the Danny Mac Podcast on the Bet Rivers Podcast Network, which is executively produced by Sam Michael. The guy in charge, Baby Capone, he's Adam Delavitt. And thanks to Randy Merkin for help this week getting me guests like Eric Kramer and Ricky Williams. Troy Mocker in research and development, the brand new proud papa. Thank you for everything you do, and Alex Pastor for handling social media. Have a great championship weekend. Pick nothing but winners. Me, I'm taking the Lions, getting the points, and give me the Chiefs. Why stop now? Have a great weekend. I'm Dan McNeil.
Thanks for listening to the Danny Mac Podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.